Greetings, and while I wish my American listeners a very happy Thanksgiving, I join with all my listeners worldwide that as God's children, we always have many things to be thankful for, even in the midst of the greatest trials. And we most certainly have been in the midst of tremendous trials and tribulation, especially since 2020. But as we've been learning, as we press into God and listen to all He has to offer us, these times are not that of the great tribulation God has told us about in the Bible. No, these days are a forerunner or an impression of what is to come, with God's purpose being to free His people in these times as never before. God has even referred to these days we're living as a time of the greatest exodus, the greatest deliverance of God's people ever. Why would God say that? Because this deliverance is not regional as it was for God's people when they were freed from Pharaoh of Egypt. This deliverance is worldwide. It's for all people of the entire planet to actually experience God's intervention as never before. We, of all people, are truly blessed to be alive today to witness this time on God's timeline that all of heaven has waited for. I truly feel bad for those who hold to the doctrine of the rapture, believing that as things get worse and worse on planet Earth, we should expect Jesus to come and rescue us. Nothing could be further from what the Bible teaches, which means people who hold to the doctrines that are inconsistent with the Bible are deceived by the enemy of God and are ripe for major disappointment at best and potential devastation at worst. The Bible does not teach that Jesus returns for His bride who has failed at being salt and light, which is to be the influence against evil that actually restrains evil. No, to the contrary, the Bible teaches that Jesus will return for His bride who has made herself ready by her obedience, for which she is given a wedding gown of fine linen, which represents the righteous deeds of the saints. You can read about that in Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 to 8. When the bride, meaning the church of all believers, has made herself ready, then the wedding supper of the Lamb will take place. From this point on, all who belong to God the Father, through faith in Jesus, by the power of Holy Spirit, will reign and rule in complete victory with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, King Jesus forever and ever. Amen. It has been because the church has failed to be salt and light and has not been actively engaged against sin and wickedness wherever it exists that we have come to experience the extensive level of corruption and evil that we have today. The Bible is clear. God gives His people over to their own preferences for them to experience what comes of that until such time as His people cry out to Him to be rescued from evil. Then God reestablishes all things and delivers His people so that we can have another opportunity to get it right by becoming the force that restrains evil. We are to restrain evil by partnering with God and being obedient to what He instructs in the process of overcoming evil as co-laborers with Jesus. God has so much good He wants His people to enjoy in this life, right here on earth, as a taste of what is yet to come for us in heaven, when all evil has been dealt the final blow, according to Revelations chapter 19 through 22. Everything Christ has already died for is ours for the taking. God wants us to live in freedom and health and prosperity in this life on earth. Think of the original Exodus and how God freed His people from the bondage and oppression of slavery, and how He blessed them with the wealth of the Egyptians as they were leaving and heading to the Promised Land. Let the imagery of all of that encourage you, because that is what we are very soon to experience in our lifetimes. Just as God's people had to live through the 10 plagues before the evil Pharaoh would let God's people go so they could worship Him, we are living through the plagues that must be exhausted before the evil taskmasters of our day will relent. And once they do, we are in for an amazing experience of our world being entirely transformed, where God is glorified, Jesus is honored, and the Holy Spirit's power will be undeniable. There will be a time of a great harvest of souls coming to the saving knowledge of Jesus, when people want to live according to God's ways. What is right will be right again, and the wealth of the wicked amassed for themselves will be distributed among God's people. If you can step back and look at all that has been happening in the world, as I and my guests have tried to decipher it all each and every week, you can see God's intervention on behalf of his people has been evident. God is delivering his people from the entrapments of evil once again, so we can be free to worship him and live the lives on earth Christ died to give us, as we partner with Jesus, being co-laborers with him to restrain evil. Okay, let all of this be the backdrop for the third part of my interview with Dr. Scott Young that I want to share now. Keep in mind, I'm picking up where I left off last week, so if you didn't hear last week, you'll definitely want to. In fact, in speaking with one of my closest friends, you may want to listen to all three of these podcasts more than once to have a proper understanding of the whole content of what Dr. Scott Young shares. Now, here's part three of my interview with Dr. Scott Young.
Back to your original point, the Vatican is this religious hub that is actually, the Vatican started banking in so many different ways. They corrupted banking many times. Then you have London. The city of London is a 1 mile radius spot that no one's ever really walked by, but they've never really spent time in it. And it does the financial part. And then DC, with all of its cabal references, it does the governance part. And it all comes back to those.
All right. So if you say all the nations have signed on to a gold-backed dollar, part of the purpose of that is, of course, to be able to do global trading. Is that correct?
Right. So, but instead of having a global dollar or a global whatever currency point, they never wanted to have that. So the quantum financial system is just a driver. It's just a computer program that calculates the amounts. So we'll just use Venezuela with their bolivar that has been massively inflated. I mean, people wallpaper their walls and their apartments with that stuff. That's just how bad the currency is. And we're feeling that right now, by the way, too. We're feeling some level of that. But what happens is that we need to bring Venezuela by herself, not with a global group, okay? We need to bring her into sovereign nature of being a wealthy country. And when we see that, what we do is we tell through the BRICS nation that, okay, no one can attack Venezuela or the rest of the nations are going to attack you. That's part of this quantum financial system that's happening. So each one of those nations are purely sovereign. They'll have their own sovereign currency and balanced with one another. So we had to raise their currencies up and balance them between.
Okay, now
them.
When you say no one can attack Venezuela in this example, do you mean like a military attack?
Yeah, a military attack or you know, like the CIA would do. You know, they would take out the leader, they put in the right leader, they would make them, you know, a detonation to them, which means you have to release everyone's debts, their governmental debts and their private debts, because those private debts are paying back the cabal bankers.
All right. So if every nation is to have its own currency, but it will be gold-backed, if every nation remains sovereign, we must be a lot farther along to combat this idea of a one-world government than most realize.
Oh, yeah. The weird part about this whole thing that messes people up is the first part of the war, if you know, listen to Derek, Derek's got great conversation. In 2017, when Trump starts bouncing between the different nations, and it's called the capitulation tour, he's taking out the leaders. He's telling them, we got all the stuff on you. You're done. You can line up underneath us or not, but you know, we have it all. And so these leaders capitulated at the time frame. And that was the big part of the George Soroses. Those guys are already gone. Those guys were gone then. Bill Gates, you know, probably was dead before that point in time. But those big drivers were really done at that time frame. And then we move into the 2020 part, and beyond, where Trump is doing that silent war. That's the major military campaigns to deal with the human trafficking issues.
All right. Now, I'm having a little trouble wrapping my mind around some of your claims, and I know my audience members will too. I believe some of the people that we are believing are still alive are in fact dead. But are you saying, did I hear you correctly? Soros has been dead for a long time?
Long time. The reality is, the way to get this done is you have to take out the big top players.
Now, are you not suggesting that there was murder on the part of the White Hats?
Listen, they caught him under crimes against humanity. You know, the reality is these people have massive crimes against humanity. When we understand Nancy Pelosi, who was really one of the big players in here, Nancy Pelosi is a trillionaire. And she has a massive level of child trafficking through Evergrande. And you got Tom Hanks, who is a purveyor of child trafficking, adrenochrome, in the West Coast. You had to take these players out. And so once you did that, we used military means to be able to take those people out. And you had replacements. So you had actor-level replacements. Have you really seen Soros? And the answer is, well, yeah, but I've seen the World Trade Organization and seen all these different things. I'm like, have you? I mean, the three things that we believe are really part of the movie is the media, and it's Hollywood. And lastly, it's government. The reality is, and this is what's so fascinating about this election that happened. And personally, I didn't believe we would get there. I didn't know, you know, some people, oh, we needed the election in 24 to catch all the people. No, we didn't. We had it back in 2020 and 2022. We've had it plenty enough times to do this. It's just the war wasn't over. But here's what I'm also seeing on the other edge of this. We know that Trump is now president-elect. Guess what it sets him as? He doesn't have an oath of office yet. When this thing comes down and there's going to be an EBS issue, emergency broadcast signal, you know, which is called an EAS kind of thing in more modern terminology with this, what will happen is those people, the Brunson case, if you note that one, the Brunson case will wipe out everyone, Congress, Senate, presidency. But what it does is it wipes out 28,000 other employees that are part of the system. But we don't stop there. We have to go down to the governors, the mayors, the city councils, all the way through and through. And so that's also been part of the war too. And it has to be done worldwide. And so when you kind of say, whoa, this is way bigger, it is way bigger. That's why it's taken so long.
It's not only way bigger, but it's been in process for a lot longer than we realize, a whole lot longer.
Right.
Now, I want to get back to a point that I brought up, and I'm not sure we clarified it. Again, Derek Johnson talks about how Biden is president and Donald Trump has actually been commander-in-chief since the 2020 election. Can you explain that?
So let's use the other reference. You know, when a president is legally put into office, he has Q clearance. The reality is Biden doesn't have Q clearance because they never would let him have it. He doesn't have the nuclear football. If you don't have the nuclear football, you are not CIC or commander in chief. So no matter what Joey does on the face of it, Joe's just the puppet. Now, we've been living with puppets throughout time. You know, Poppy Bush was, there were players underneath that were doing the big thing. Now, what we're seeing is a physical puppet like Joe Biden. So think of him as a sock puppet, in essence. And he's walking around and walking and doing these different things. And that's why you call him the president. But what is he a president of? And here's the point that we have to get into. The military defends all enemies, foreign and domestic. But guess who also does it? The sheriffs. Sheriffs, if you listen to Sheriff Mack, who I had him on my show a little bit ago here, you guys will hear in the next couple of days. But when you listen to Sheriff Mack, they are purveyors of the law as well. Their authority is to the people. They're elected officials too. You know, whereas police chief, they're going to the mayors. And I asked this question, well, what's the deal with polices? The reality is when you incorporate cities, Tucson, Arizona, just make up any city you want to, they're incorporated cities. They're a corporation. The mayor is the mayor of that corporation, which is the city. And once you understand that point, Joe Biden is the president of the corporation, of the 1871 corporation. Trump pulled away from it in July 4th of 2020, and he signed a new Declaration of Independence. They set up the Constitution back to its original point, and he became the commander-in-chief and president. But guess what he's about ready to do? See, I don't even care about any of the other races because they're all irrelevant. But Trump being brought in, and there was tons of fraud that was going on. Trump is now the pre-oath president for the United States, in essence, right? So that's why some people call him the 19th president instead of the 47th. And so when you realize, wait, he's before Ulysses S. Grant or around that same genre time frame of line of succession.
This has been so helpful for me. I know it's going to be helpful for my audience members, but there's some more yet to come. And I think it's the more glorious part.
Right.
And that is after we have the emergency broadcasting system. And there's been a lot of talk still about between now and the inauguration, for sure, that could be the time of 10 days of darkness. And that when this 10 days of darkness happens, God has been telling his people to know that that's when he is working in our behalf and not to be fearful. Right. One of my guests recently has been Pastor David Scarlett, and he has said that he believes the United States will look like it has a near-death experience, but we will come out of it like the phoenix. And that's when we will probably be able to enjoy the Nisara Jasara system that everyone in the world will benefit from.
Yeah, but it'll be sovereign to each nation because that's the only way it works, okay? And so the governments first have to be underneath the militaries, in essence, because we've had the opposite level. The militaries have gone off and done the police work for the governments. But we have to flip that because the oaths of office have been kept by the white hat military. I'm not talking about the general milly idiots like that. You know, we're talking about the real ones that you haven't even seen the names. And frankly, there's I'm blanking his exact name out, General Flynn, not Michael Flynn, the one that was part of Trump's cabinet. He actually resigned and he's going to be resigning in this interim period. Why is he resigning? I don't know. I mean, maybe he is quitting, period. But what if he's resigning to be underneath Trump? So in essence, what the EBS has to do is three main points. We have to deal with child trafficking. We have to deal with election fraud and COVID. What it does is everyone who was a part of that issue are just going to run themselves under the bus. Today, I was watching some football and Pfizer is pushing out the vaccine again, along with the flu shot. And you're just going, you are just setting yourself up. I mean, it's like stepping in the line of fire of a 9mm. And that's what these people are doing. And they do it every day. And then when it comes out, people are going to be, whoa, wait a second. I didn't know. They're going to use the same conversations that happened post time frame of 1945 when we looked at those trials of post-World War II. And when we start seeing those new trials, and that's what the EBS is about, is these Gitmo level trials. And when you see those kinds of things, it'll be an over and done case. You know, people talk about there's going to be lawsuits or whatever. No, the lawsuit is already a win. I mean, because you don't have to prove anything anymore. You just have to know that you're a part of that lawsuit or whatever it might be out there.
This has all been fascinating, Dr. Scott, and I so appreciate your help on this. We are much closer to happy days than we realize. And I want to make sure people who would like to learn even more are able to get a hold of your book and know where your podcast is. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, so the easiest way to go is drscottyoung.com. Because people struggle with it, I bought two of the websites. One is drscottyoung.com, and I bought Dr. D-O-C. T-O-R on purpose, just so you could get there either way.
Good.
With that.
Good.
And that's where you're going to find the bookstore. You can also find the YouTube channel. You can find the all the different social media sites. And by the way, there are 1,000 fake Dr. Scotts. And one of the things I know for a fact is that when the QFS comes online, it will wipe out all of these fakers. Just like we're going to be wiping out the Biden, the Kamala stuff, the fakers of all that stuff, all the other fakers that have been faking people online will also wipe out, because they won't have, in essence, I'm going to use this conversation that happens on Twitter, the blue check mark. That is such a powerful thing that Elon's done. And it's going to be an identifier to say, well, this is who I am. This is not Mark of the Beast, guys. Mark of the Beast only happens after the Antichrist is involved.
Dr. Scott, I want to thank you again. This has been a really excellent way to help me and to help my audience put the puzzle together better. We still don't have all the pieces, but we're closer than ever. And the picture is looking much brighter than many people have understood.
Yep. But, you know, as a person who's been through my own near-death experience almost 5 years ago now, it's not as scary as you realize. Listen, you have to realize my life is not mine. It is the Lord's. Okay. So I live my life for him. And once you kind of do that, once you kind of give it up, you know what? They don't have any control over you. There's 365 times in the Bible it says, don't fear. But when it says, do not be anxious for anything, I see so much anxiety going on. And it's because we're trying to figure out all the puzzle pieces. And I'm like, we just calm down. I mean, God's putting the puzzle together. You can just watch it if you want to. You can help him place the puzzle into position. But the reality is, this puzzle's way bigger. You just get to watch it go together.
Absolutely. And the God that we serve is so glorious, and he's been so reassuring through the many prophets that I have brought also to my listeners. So I love bridging the prophecy with what's really going on with current events, and you've helped us do that today. Thank you so much.
Not a problem.
Okay, so once again, there's a lot of information to take in. So let me try to hit some points that I think you'll have questions about. And again, if I don't answer something you question, send me an email and give me a chance to help you with it. Now, Dr. Scott spoke of the Vatican, London, and Washington, D.C., which are the three main hubs for the self-appointed elite who have been working for hundreds of years to gain world control. The Vatican is the religious hub to control the world. London is the financial hub for world control, and Washington, D.C. is the governing hub. But as God has repeatedly revealed through his prophets, these three cities and all of their plans are already defeated and soon will have all of their evil powers removed. When it comes to the reestablishment of world currencies, I am personally very glad to hear the sovereignty of all nations is being protected, as this also reveals we are not living in the end times when the Antichrist is able to create a one world order. I've said all along we are not living in the last of the last days, and here is more real world evidence that substantiates my position. Dr. Scott also spoke of the quantum financial system, which he more fully explained with last week's podcast. But in short, the quantum financial system is merely a computer system for the management of monetary systems. The quantum financial system, as it relates to world finances, specifically uses quantum entanglement and quantum cryptography to create a financial system that offers unparalleled security and real-time transaction speeds. Unlike traditional systems where data breaches and hacks are concerns, any interference with the quantum financial system alters the quantum state of data instantly, immediately, and without delay, signaling a security threat. Moreover, its decentralized nature mirrors that of blockchain, reducing the control any single entity might have, as the quantum financial system promises a transparent, speedy, and ultra-secure financial landscape. It's capturing the keen interest of industry insiders and stakeholders. Dr. Scott also stated he believes both George Soros and Bill Gates are deceased. I don't know, and in time I guess we'll find out. However, it is highly curious to note what God has prophetically said through Julie Green about both of these men. You can look these prophecies up for yourself under the prophecy page using the search engine on Julie Green's website. As I share here,
Keep in mind that my interview date for all three of my podcasts with Dr. Scott Young actually took place on November 10th, 2024. It was a single interview that I divided up into three parts. Now, with that in mind, about George Soros. On April 10th, 2022, God said, "George Soros will die by the angel of death. No amount of money or security will save him from what is coming. George, blood pours out from your hands and cries for justice, and justice will be served. You will pay with your life, George, for all of your corruption and heinous acts. The crimes you have committed in so many nations are beyond human comprehension. How evil you really are. This is the time for you to fall, but first, you will lose every penny you have. No secret account will be spared. Some of those accounts have already been seized and frozen, but you haven't experienced anything yet. George Soros, you can't hide from the great I am. You will finally see I do exist. I am coming to judge you, and you will pay for all eternity, saith the Lord of hosts." On July 16, 2022, God said, "George Soros will be in your news big time. The end is near for him, and the world will finally know all he has done and all he paid to do it. Nothing has gotten past me. They are all coming down." And then on June 15, 2024, God said, "There is more to Klaus Schwab and his abrupt resignation. You will hear the truth and see why so many have left their positions. As I have told you, they did not leave of their own choice. I will soon show the world what happened to all of them. Some will remain silent. Many will be surprised at how many people are silent right now, even though it may not appear that way. Something similar has taken place to George Soros. Many of the elites and the global leaders are no longer leaders and no longer in control. Many changes have been made in these societies and to the people in charge. Their power has been shaken, and this ruling class will continue to realize that they no longer have the power or resources to rule. They are in for a very big surprise. My children, their time on the world stage, controlling everything like it's their own board game and controlling the world population as their pawns, is crashing down right before your eyes, saith the Lord of hosts." Now, before I go on to the next prophecy, understand that when the Lord was using the word silent, he meant as in death. Then, on November 14th, 2024, just last week, God said, "The connections George Soros and his son have with Washington now are about to be exposed, the money they used to steal elections to keep the establishment in control. I have infiltrators that will take away their power and influence in Washington and over this nation. Not only will the politicians in D.C. be shaken, but so will all the puppet masters that controlled them, says the Lord." Now, specific to Bill Gates. Again, through Julie Green, on December 2nd, 2021, God said, "Bill Gates, your gates have come down. You have nowhere to go. My angels are against you for the betrayal of this nation, for the death you have caused, for your part in the pedophilia rings, sex trafficking, COVID, and the global reset. I will expose it all. Your sentencing will be treason. Death shall come to you, but not before you lose everything you hold dear, which is your money and power that you sold yourself for. Everything will be taken from you. The angel of death will visit you where you sleep. The angel of death is again coming. You will hear of mass deaths in this hour concerning the enemies of Almighty God. But, my children, do not fear when you hear of so many deaths. I am protecting you just like my children in Goshen. I separated them. Plead the blood of Jesus and put a hedge of protection over everything you own. This angel cannot touch you." And then referencing the same prophecy that God said on April 10th, 2022 about George Soros, God also said that not only would Soros die by the angel of death, but Bill Gates, the same thing goes for you. "You cannot hide from me, saith the Lord. You will pay a high price for what you have made this world endure. No amount of money can save you. No, you cannot outsmart or outmaneuver me. You will lose everything, and I mean everything." Then you will pay with your life, and treason will be written on you for all eternity. For I, the Lord, have had enough of the world elites and everything they stand for. Everyone will be judged and sentenced for their crimes. None will be left standing, saith the Lord of hosts. And on July 16, 2022, God said, Bill Gates will be in your news about something so big they never thought would be told. People were paid to keep this quiet, but they didn't count on one of those people being mine in a covert operation. The sting on this one for Bill will be too big for him to recover from. Watch, my children, as he falls in front of the world, saith the Lord of hosts. And then later that same month, July 29th, 2022, God said, Bill Gates is about to be exposed. Someone they didn't know about has video and audio proof of his plans and how sick and evil he really is. Bill Gates will not stay where he is. He will not keep his financial prosperity. No, he is taking a big hit that he will not recover from. All the land he bought for this world takeover will be taken from him, and Microsoft will be given to someone else, saith the Lord. And then, also, November 14, 2024, just last week, God said, Bill Gates, no amount of money or intelligence can keep you from the judgment that I, the Lord, have coming for you. You will fall from your lofty place of power and influence, and so will everyone with you, says the Lord of hosts. There's a lot of prophecy about George Soros and Bill Gates, and that's just some of what I found. Dr. Scott also spoke of people being held accountable for treason by way of tribunals. Regarding that, on November 20th, 2024, God said, I have said treason many times, but soon people will really see people being tried for treason on a massive scale. To those generals and secretaries of defense who've controlled and allowed this evil to take place in this nation and allowed corruption to be in the military, it will be ripped apart by me from everyone guilty. Justice will be served. Justice will prevail. End quote. Dr. Scott drew a blank about Michael Flynn's brother, who is actually Charles Flynn. General Charles A. Flynn assumed command of the United States Army's largest service component command, U.S. Army Pacific, on June 4, 2021. The U.S. Army Pacific is headquartered at Fort Shafter, Hawaii, with portions of the command forward deployed and based throughout the Indo-Pacific. He stepped down into retirement on November 8, 2024, not too long ago, so it will be very interesting to see what comes from that. Dr. Scott also referenced the trials of 1945, which are known as the Nuremberg trials, where many people were held accountable for crimes against humanity. I've actually heard a lot about tribunals where people are being tried for crimes against humanity reportedly taking place now, and God has even mentioned this in prophecies, but at this point, we need to wait to learn more truth. Now, getting back to the reference of our living at a time of a greater exodus than we read in the Bible, this is something God has repeatedly said through Julie Green and others. One of the more recent prophecies was given on November 11, 2024, in which God said, quote, This exodus into freedom and my glory will be unprecedented. It will fill this earth with more miracles, signs, and wonders. They will be seen. And it will be undeniable to those who at one time never thought it was possible, and to those who did not think I was still a God who performs miracles. My children, you are walking towards your promised land and a way of life that I always intended for you to live, a life of freedom, soundness, wholeness, and prosperity, where there is no lack of any kind. This is what I have, and this is what I paid for. Your enemy stole it and was trying to keep you from what rightfully belongs to you. The winds of change are here, where my children are in charge, and your enemies are your footstool, where my children know more about my authority and see how I want them to use it. These days ahead will be glorious for the children of the Most High God. So hold fast to my promises and my word. Hold fast to your faith and trust in me. Do not give in and do not give up. no matter what your enemies are up to. They are nothing, and their ways are nothing. You will see me move and manifest my power on this earth like no other time before you." End quote. Okay, this concludes my interview with Dr. Scott Young for now. I'm sure I'll have him back on the program again in the future as we continue to seek to know the truth God wants his children to know, so we can partner with God to see his kingdom will done on earth as it is in heaven. Always wanting to see God's will done, next week I'm delighted to once again have Prophet Barry Wunsch as my guest. If you don't know Barry, he is known as the Canadian Hammer and is uniquely involved in strategic prayer as led by God and the various high-level political and governmental men and women God has connected him with to bring about change in Canada, the United States, and the world. Now, I ask you to listen to my announcements and to take advantage of the many goods and services I bring you in an effort to at least cover the costs of this podcast. In fact, I ask you to really seriously consider some of my books and other products as being part of the gifts that you'll give at Christmas this year. It may seem far off, but most people make plans for a significant vacation about a year in advance. So, if you haven't already expressed interest in traveling with us in October 2025, now is the time to do so. We want to have about 30 people total because this size group works best for the specific tour I have in mind. We'll be walking the footsteps of the Apostle Paul. I'm using the time between now and February 2025 to determine if we have enough interest, and the trend indicates we definitely should. We have just about 30 people on the list now, but I'd like to have more because when it comes to the actual day of making a commitment, things could have changed, and I want to be able to have at least 30 actually attend the tour. So, if you think you'd like to be part of the Faith to Live By Christian tour with me in Greece during October 2025, now is the time to get your name and number in your party on the list. There's no obligation at this point. You're just expressing your interest. While the specific details are subject to change, as it stands now, the week-long tour will include 4 nights at Devani Palace Acropolis Hotel in Athens, which includes breakfast, 1 night at Amelia Hotel in Delphi, which includes breakfast, 1 night at Grand Meteora Hotel in Kalambaka with breakfast, 2 nights at Mediterranean Palace Hotel in Thessaloniki, that includes breakfast, 2 dinners at local restaurants, tour guide throughout, deluxe coach throughout, admissions to museums and sites, tips to guides, drivers, and restaurants, and all local taxes. Estimated cost per person double occupancy room is about $3,000. Attendees need to arrange their own air travel to and from the Athens International Airport. To get your name on the list, send an email to faithtoliveby@pamelachristianministries.com with the word Greece in the subject line. In the body of the email, provide your name, contact information, and number of people you expect to be in your party. This will place your name on the interested in attending list, but does not obligate you in any way. It merely assures you have first right of refusal come February 2025 when down payments are due. If you didn't get the details written down that I just shared, simply visit my Beyond the Podcast page using the link in the show notes. If you like what you hear from me with this podcast, I highly recommend my book series, my award-winning blog, and consider signing up for my certificate course in apologetics. My aim with that course is to help people learn how not only to use apologetics to share truth with others, but to help Christian leaders incorporate apologetics into their respective ministries so more Christians are learning how to share their faith. You can learn more by using the link in the show notes. For now, I offer my weekly podcast, my blog, and bi-monthly e-newsletter at no cost. And certainly, I have hard costs associated with doing all I do. If you've been blessed by my work and would like to help my work reach others, why not consider partnering with me? For as little as $10 a month, you can become a partner. Then together, we can reach even more people for Jesus. Simply visit my Pamela Christian Ministries homepage and then click on the Give button at the top menu bar. Or if you prefer, you can go directly to the Give page using the link in the show notes. To become a partner, you can use my PayPal or Venmo account, but you will also see other ways you can support my work on that page. Whether you choose to become a monthly partner, give a one-time donation, purchase my books and products from my web store, or support my affiliate sponsors, anything you can do to help me continue this work would be greatly appreciated. And as always, your prayers and telling others about me and my ministry work is much needed. When it comes to my selection of affiliate sponsors, I first look for Christian-owned and operated businesses, and I make a point of personally using the products or services so I can fully endorse them. I seek sponsors that offer products or services you can get via the internet worldwide, and I specifically consider what is common to most people universally. So you'll find health, beauty and wellness products through Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack supplements and from Operation Tomahawk and from QE Strong. Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack supplements are truly amazing and are available to my listeners for a 5% discount per purchase or a 10% discount for a monthly subscription using the promo code FTLB. Operation Tomahawk is a membership purchase program with an American-owned and operated company offering personal and household care products that are not made of toxins or genetically modified ingredients. Stop buying national brands from corporations that are part of the deep state cabal. Use the link in the show notes, and from the drop-down menu under How Did You Hear About Us, select Pamela Christian, Faith to Live By. You may have heard my interview with Rob Renee about QE Strong. Discover the benefits of quantum energy to overcome all sorts of ailments. Visit QEStrong.com and use the promo code FTLB at checkout to receive your discount. Then, my newest affiliate I'm really excited to bring you is Q Streaming. That's C-U-E Streaming Television. People with United States addresses can get over 3,000 channels, including live TV with streaming television, without a contract. Get all of your local networks and favorite movie and sports and pay-per-view channels for about half of what cable costs. See the video promo link in the show notes to learn more. Affiliate sponsors only provide financial support to me when you purchase what they offer. So before you support Amazon or any other retailer, if I offer what you're looking for, please purchase through me. When it comes to special occasions, birthdays, or Christmas gifts, consider my books, jewelry, CDs, and more from my web store or any of the affiliate goods and services I offer. When you purchase from my web store, be sure to use the promo code TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, to receive a 20% discount. Again, you'll find all the links in the show notes. If you like the content and resource material I bring you with this podcast, you'll find much more by connecting with me through my blog. In fact, my blog has been awarded 2 unsolicited awards for Christian content. And I'm also very active on social media. I can cover much more on social media than I can with this weekly podcast. And if you're not already subscribed, please subscribe to my complimentary bi-monthly e-newsletter. I offer encouragement, special offers, and one of my signature recipes with each and every edition. Yep, I'm a foodie and I love to entertain, which is why Faith, Family, Friends, and Food is a bonus segment of my bi-monthly e-newsletter. To receive even more, please be sure to check out my dedicated podcast listeners page, Beyond the Podcast. Here's where we can connect exclusively and you can download complimentary devotionals, resources, and more. On that page, I also ask you to help me learn more about you and what you want by completing the form visible once you scroll down that page. And something that is very easy for you to do and would mean a lot to me is for you to rate, subscribe, or comment on this podcast according to what your preferred listening platform allows. You know how it works. The more likes and subscriptions to this podcast, the more opportunity we have to expand the listening audience. And that means we can reach more people with the gospel message of Jesus while helping people learn how to better apply their Christian faith. I hope you'll join me next week and tell your friends and family to listen right here on Faith to Live By, where we learn how to gain spiritual victory over life's issues. Until next week, I'm Pam Christian, asking you to remember Christ died for us. The least we can do is live for Him.